The Gulf Arab states have been the main target of Iran's retaliation against joint U.S.-Israeli strikes. So far, at least, five countries in the Middle East have been targeted by Iranian missiles: the UAE, Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar in the Gulf, and Jordan. We're joined now by NPR's international correspondent, Aya Betraoui, in Dubai. Aya, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What do we know about these targets?
Well, Scott, the Revolutionary Guard Corps says the targets included air bases across three Gulf Arab states, as well as the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet in Bahrain, to do that in Qatar, where the country there says they shot down waves of missiles targeting various areas of that small country. They host thousands of U.S. troops. The UAE, where I'm based, was also targeted. Debris fell over the St. Regis Hotel area and other upscale neighborhoods of Abu Dhabi, and one person there was killed. Here in Dubai, just a few hours' drive from Abu Dhabi, I could hear the sound of explosions today that rattled my apartment, scaring my children. It was likely the sound of interceptors, but the UAE hasn't commented on that. But in total, Scott, Iran says it is targeting 14 U.S. positions across the region today.
And of course, I don't have to tell you, this is a serious escalation compared to past conflicts between the U.S. and Iran. What else conceivably could happen?
You could see shipping lanes being shut down. And even if the Strait of Hormuz, through which a fifth of the world's oil passes every day, even if that's not physically shut down by Iran, ships are already choosing not to transit through there. And we could see oil prices really going up. You know, countries like Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states, they provide that oil to China and India, powering the global economy. You could also see Arab states, if pushed, retaliating. You know, some of the statements today said they reserve the right to respond.